left foot.
Good afternoon. Welcome to your lunchtime mid-morning wellness groove, just depending on what side of the moon you're on. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I welcome you to Soul Purpose Tuesday. Let's walk in wellness. How you do? How you do? How has your day been? I hope you're having a good day. I'm hoping you're kicking it off well. And if for some reason you're not, just stop, because what you do have is this moment, this time. All the other moments past are gone. Future moments have not yet come. You have this moment. You have this time to take a moment and affirm, I'm walking in wellness. Repeat after me. Let's say it. I'm walking in wellness. Now breathe. Yes, 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 yes. Let's take air in by pushing our stomach out and filling up our lungs, filling up those esophagus. As we push our stomach out, air fills up, our lungs get fully full, and then we push that stomach all the way back in and let the air out through your mouth. Fill it up as you push your stomach in through your nose and then let it out through your mouth. Now affirm one more time, I'm walking in wellness. Now, to be well, to be healthy, it says we need to be balanced mind, body, and spirit. So I'm walking in wellness. That's what we're speaking. We speak things into existence. If we speak it and we can see it, we can manifest it. So no matter what has happened before, whatever other moments went, whatever moments are to come right now, this moment in time, say, I'm walking in wellness. And at this time, you're walking in wellness, you're balanced. You're walking in balance. So everything is as you choose it to be. So we're going to speak things into existence. That's the one moment of wellness that we have. All right. So I welcome you. This is a new season, too. Soul Purpose Tuesdays. We kicked it off back in 2008 as the Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company kicked off. We kicked off Soul Purpose Tuesdays to promote the Soul Purpose Company. Soul Purpose was founded by Nadine Thompson, and she so inspired me in the purpose of her company and what she does with wellness that we started off this show. Because Soul Purpose is a lifestyle. It's not just a company. She named it Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company. It's about how you live and how we live and how we be. We want to be soul purposed, purpose from our soul. We want to be living in purpose, walking in purpose, doing in purpose, and we want to be well. The Soul Purpose Lifestyle, that's what inspired this. So we have had our seasons. And we're probably about in our fifth season of Soul Purpose Tuesdays. This season, Soul Purpose Tuesdays will happen every first Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central Standard, 11 a.m. I've got the time wrong. Okay, it's 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. over on the Pacific Standard Time. That's our West Coast. So it's 10 a.m. there. So that's why we say it's your midday, mid-morning wellness group, depending on what side of the hemisphere you're on, what side, what coast you're on, where you're at, your time zone. But we're here to talk wellness, and we're here to groove. We kicked it off with Janelle Monáe's Tightrope featuring Big Boi, B-O-I. So if you want to go out and support and buy that, so that's some positive words with some bumping music to get you moving. Reason why we kick it off with that, and we really want you to move, because many of us, many of our people, our African-American people, we suffer with high blood pressure and diabetes, and one of the best ways to work that and to manage those conditions is through exercise. And high blood pressure, it basically boils down to stagnation in the lymphatic system. Your lymphatic system is part of your circulatory system, which, of course, is part of the heart. So our body system we're going to be speaking on today is the heart. But we kick it off because we want you to move. We want you to get your arms in the air. We want you moving your lower body because that's where your lymph nodes are. And we want you to get those lymph nodes moving around, because what the lymph nodes do, they act like, just like the crabs do at the bottom of the sea, cleaning up all the grunge. Well, your lymph nodes cleans up all the grunge and the gook within your circulatory system. So it takes and moves that out of the circulatory system and put good fluid back into the circulatory system. So you don't want those lymph nodes stagnant. And when they're stagnant and that gook and poison is still in your system, that's when it starts to result in things like high blood pressure. So we want to make sure that you're moving, all right? So how you be. Today, we are going to speak from our Love and Black History series. Love and Black History, well, what's that? Well, for Black History Month and ongoing, because it's Black History 365 when yet black. So just having a month is just not enough. But I wanted to demonstrate that being healthy, one, is not, even though we have a lot of health issues within the African-American community, we have a lot of health issues within the American community. But at the same time, and within all communities, every community has health issues. But that's not our legacy. At the same time, we have the greatest healers come from all of our communities. And we're excited about health. So we are, you know, the nation is, it's a lot you see going on in the nation and health here in America. But we also want to get that excitement going amongst our people culturally. We want to take us back to our nature, our health and healing, where our healers come from. So I call it Love and Black History. And love, in the words of RuPaul, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else if you can't love yourself? So we're saying we love this, we love him, we love her, we love our kids, we love, but we, a lot of us are not really loving ourselves, and we want to love ourselves to health. So we want to talk love, speak love, and about loving ourselves and how to love others and how to love ourselves through health. So love and Black history. And one of your charges, you know, I always like to give people things to do. So every first Tuesday, we're all committed to go out and commit random acts of love. So you go out and commit random acts of love. Make sure one of us is a random act with yourself. And also commit a random act of love with someone else or for someone else. And so through this whole Soul Purpose Day season, we're just going to be speaking on all different types of love. And I really feel it's needed now. Hey, a president that is constantly in, he's constantly doing a lot of things, but the current president, we will refer to him as Cheese Doodle. You know, we don't want to increase the digital footprint. And Cheese Doodle is a poem written by Bernard Collins. And he does a great way of, you know, explaining, and there's, you know, 100 metaphors, names, and narratives for the president. But the one I really love is Cheese Doodle. So when you hear the term Cheese Doodle, you understand what it means, who it refers to. So we say, in this day of cheese doodle rain, alternative facts, murderous in-your-face attacks from those who are supposed to protect and serve us, child trafficking, enslavement, imprisonment, 13th Amendment ravishing we people of color, bad behavior, reality TV, and social media meanness among all humanity, of Cheese Doodle leading the pack, can still find all kinds of acts of love. Love is so strong, so powerful, so omnipotent that not even darkness can dim its light. So let's speak in love language during this season, during our Soul Purpose season. We're going to speak in love language. And each volume of Soul Purpose Tuesday will begin with a love statement. And we're going to challenge you, like I said, to commit and report random acts of love. So during this season of Soul Purpose Tuesday, Let's Walk in Wellness, we're going to get healthy hooked. So hashtag that, healthy, H-O-O-K-E-D, healthy hooked. We're going to get healthy hooked, y'all. All righty, so we are going to get healthy hooked. Say it one more time. I'm going to get healthy hooked. I'm walking in wellness. I'm getting healthy hooked. All righty, that's your new term, new language, healthy hooked. Okay. So we're going to start this season off. We want to begin with God or with Allah, Yahweh, Shah, whatever name you choose to call the creator. But, you know, the main thing we want to acknowledge is a force greater than us and that we are of this force and we have direct access to all that is all. And we are made in the image of the Creator, and the Creator is to be acknowledged and worshipped in spirit and in truth. Okay, so in John 4:8-16, it says, "The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." So the Creator, God, Yahweh, Jah, is not an outside force, something outside of us. We don't have to keep seeking love outside of ourselves. Love is already within us. We have direct access to love and to all that is all, our greatness, our genius, access to all of that, and it's already within us. So part of us learning to love ourselves is learning to clean up all of that gook messages and everything that keeps us disconnected from all. That's why to be healthy, you have to be balanced body, mind, and spirit. You know, energy. You got energy blockers and all. So that's what we want to be able to do, to keep the energy blockers out. And that we had the direct connection so that we can commune and ascend on higher levels. And, you know, actually access and enact the best within us. And this is how we grow and manifest and serve one another. It says, so let your light shine so that others may see. It's not about going out and telling, but we shine from the inside. It's something that's inside that shines out, and it attracts people to you. Your light attracts. People don't like darkness. So you have a light within you, and you shine out, and it just breaks through darkness. And people come to the light. So that's why that acknowledgement that we need in our journey of love, because the love is already within us. So when we speak on that, speaking on, you know, love, we want to, then we go to self-love. Again, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Audre Lorde has a quote, caring for myself is not self-indulgence, it's self-preservation. Love yourself. Loving myself is the belief I hold that I am valuable and worthy. I am a valuable, worthy being. Loving myself means caring about, taking responsibility for, respecting, and getting to know and grow myself. So that's the love statement we're talking about, is our self-love. And we're going to close out with another love statement. But right now we're going to go on to our body system, the health, the heart. Your heart is so important. And heart health means everything. So I want you to think about your heart. And I want you to get an image of the heart. Go online and Google an image of the heart. I want you to see the I want you to be able to envision your heart. So just go somewhere, and if you have nowhere else to go, of course, where you can go and get all this information and follow us is at imwalkinginwellness.com, and we're also going to forward over walk, the letter N, wellness.com, another hashtag for you, walk, the letter N, wellness.com. That has to be forwarded over, but it will be. You'll be able to go to walkinwellness.com, and it's going to take you over to our blog. And there, if you click on Session 3 of the Love and Black History, if you click on Session 3, Self-Love, if you click on that, you will be able to see an image of the heart. And when we're looking at our heart, we are... The internal view of a heart is going to show the trunks, the cavities, the arteries, the veins, everything that's pumping through the ventricles, the spectrum. I want you to go look at it. Look at the image of the heart, because we need to be able to visualize. Again, if we can see it, we can manifest it. So it's our belief, if you go back and study, most of us since fifth grade or junior high school, unless you are a health major or biology major or fiend, in those cases, you really haven't been over detailed body systems for years. It's been years. So you know about them, but can you actually envision? If I say, what does the heart look like? Would you be able to actually envision what that heart muscle looks like, all the veins and all that goes to it, and the pulmonary arteries and the atrium, where's the right atrium, the left ventricle? Would you be able to actually envision that? And for most of us, it's no. You know, even though I'm working on it, I still had to come and look at it. But that's what I want to challenge us, to look and envision our various body systems as we speak about them. Because once you can envision what it's doing, what it looks like, then you can envision how what you eat, what you put in on your skin, in your mouth, and allowing in your spirit, you can start to envision that process. Is what I'm putting in my mouth, is what I'm putting on my skin, and the skin is our largest organism, and it's direct access to our tissues and bloodstream. And then what I'm allowing into my spirit, we know stress is a real indicator and a real agitator to health. So, and it's a real uplifter at the same time. So if what I'm allowing in my spirit, putting in my mouth that I'm chewing up and allowing to go inside my body into my body organs and everything, and what I'm putting on my skin, is it life-giving or is it life-robbing? Is the body going to be able to, body, mind, spirit, is it going to be able to absorb it and digest it? Or is it going to be something less sick, toxic, that's going to eventually attack the body? Think about it. So, again, the charge is to go to Walk and Wellness. Click on Black History Session. It's the Love and Black History Session 3, Self-Love. Just click on the Self-Love and then go get a look at the heart. Or Google, go look it up. Look up a picture of the heart so that you can know what it's look like. That's the body system we're talking about, and that's what I want you to look at. So, this is interactive radio. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and while we take a break, we're going to listen to something that's going to soothe our minds and soothe our hearts, feed our spirit, while you go look up a picture of the heart. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about healthy recipes. We're going to talk about heroic hemp and some berries, about the value of those. And give off a little recipe, something you can actually listen to and go out and make. And then we're going to close out with another a love segment and some more good old soul music. since we're talking about love and soul music, what about Ain't No Mountain High Enough to Keep Me From You? What kind of love is that? That's a heck of a love. And this version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough is by Celeste Benton and Mark Hood, and it's from The Voice Performance.
Delivered to your next event or celebration. You can choose to pick up or deliver. Book your next appointment today with Odaline's Catering, Inc. at 646-657-6640. Let us bring taste to your next celebration.
All right, we are back. We're back. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and you're listening to Soul Purpose Tuesdays. Let's walk in wellness. We're your mid-morning, midday wellness groove. And we're here kicking off our fifth season of Soul Purpose Tuesday, and we're here to get you healthy. Now, we're talking about the health. We left off talking about the heart, the body system. Our body system we're focusing in on this show is the heart. And we're serving the heart one with love. And then also we're going to be talking about foods that serve the heart, that are good heart health food. And we kicked off exercising and stretching. And we spoke about how when in our exercising and stretching, the reason why we want to stretch is because we want to stretch so that we may be able to get alrighty. So we want to stretch so that we're able to get our lymph nodes moving. And make sure that our lymphatic system is working well, because the lymphatic system is clearing. The lymph nodes help clear out the poisons, and lymphatic system moves the poisons out of the circulatory system, which then allows good, clean blood to now pump to what? The heart. Alrighty. So we will be speaking on things and strategies, exercises, and different things you can do to support your heart health. So the first thing, we was just speaking about exercise. I want you to exercise every day. So if you have to turn this show on and all you do is get up in the morning and you stretch to Janelle Monáe's Tightrope, you know, challenge yourself to do that every day for a week, a five-minute stretch. Stretch, touch the ceiling. You want to make sure that your arms are above your elbows. You want to make sure that you're moving your lower half. So that could be leg lifts. You want to do, you know, some twists. You want to get the lymph nodes down in the groin area and underneath our arms. So you want to make sure that your arms are above your head. You want to make sure that breathing exercises. Do twists. Twist your body where you keep your lower half still and you twist your body all the way around. You can raise up your arm and attempt to bring that elbow all the way around to the other side. And you can even exercise your eyes at the same time. You want to stretch your eyes as far as they can see. See how far your eye can go behind you. See if you can get it almost to go all the way around you. But see the furthest point your eye can go and allow the elbow to follow you while at the same time you're keeping your lower half straight. So you can do that standing up. That's something you can do sitting down. And you can even, if you choose to, while you're twisting in one direction, you can take your right arm and put it across your left leg and twist your body out to the left. And you using your right arm to pull your body to the right and twist your body out, bring your elbow to the left, twisting around again to see how far your eye can go and following that range of motion while you're pulling the other part of your body to the right. Again, that's just stretching. That's getting that mid-area stretch. And also that type of stretch will also help open up your cell. I just challenge you to do a five-minute stretch. That's this challenge, to do a five-minute stretch every morning. And it would be good to do one, a stretch before you go to sleep. And you definitely want to do your breathing. And so you'd be surprised how much it will also relax you at the same time. Now, we want to take a soul purpose break. Again, I told you Soul Purpose Lifestyle is a company founded by Nadine Thompson, and we deal with wonderful organic skincare. We are in partnership with Youngevity, who does all of our fulfillment, customer service, and through Youngevity, we have access to a lot more products. But we're going to focus on nurturing our skin and our skin care and on a sole purpose product. To see all the products, to see the full line, go to soulpurpose.walkthelletterinwellness.com. Again, that's soulpurpose.walkthelletterinwellness.com. You can also find us on Facebook. I'm Walking in Wellness. We have that page. I'm Walking in Wellness, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. If you Google the hashtag walkinwellness.com, you'll be able to find me. But we have on walkinginwellness.com, walkinwellness.com. But if you do shop.walkinwellness.com, it'll take you to our Facebook store. So you can go to the Soul Purpose store. You can find our store on Facebook. That's shop.walkinwellness.com. That takes you to our Facebook shop and page. And the soulpurpose.walkinwellness.com. You'll be able to see the whole purpose company and the product line. Joy of the month. We're going to talk about it. Every month we have a joy of the month. One, joy. Our products are joyful. I'm sorry. They smell good. They feel good. It is spa quality for such an affordable price. And if you've ever been to a spa, retail in a spa is high. The products, though, they are decadent and they are rich and they're really good. So imagine being able to get that top spa quality product for a very reasonable price. No one offers that. If you go to Bath and Body Works, that is the lowest level of products. Smells good, but it's just high in alcohol. That's why the smell permeates so far. That's alcohol. The alcohol is drying to the skin, and it helps the essential oils, if there are any, whatever's in there, they evaporate. So they don't really get to the skin and nourish and feed the skin the way they need to. They don't get to do it because of the high alcohol content. Why do they put alcohol in it? Because it cuts it. It makes it stretch further. They can make more product, which for them they feel is increasing their profit, but it is the oils are not doing what they're supposed to do. The Body Shop, it's nice, but still they still do use a level of alcohol. So when we say spa quality, we're really talking about a top-level quality of product. And at an extremely affordable price. And our joy of the month, we want to give you this joy. We're giving you $60 to $70 worth of products every month for $50, a selection of products. For $50, you're going to get anywhere from $60 worth of products, $60, $70 worth of products for $50. And then contact me. And I'll tell you how to get it for $35. Yes, $35. Because that's what I get it for every month. $60, $75 worth of products for $35 every month. Yes. And you can have an auto ship. And if you auto ship $50 worth of products a month, so you can get your joy of the month, get another $15 worth of products, your shipping is free. You cannot beat that. You can't beat the savings. And it's all what you need. So get your joy of the month. And then also get you a shower gel or your favorite. I would say get a shower gel and a moisturizer. That's something you're going to use up every month. We have to cleanse ourselves. Get yourself a shower gel and your favorite type of moisturizer. So you might like the body butters or the body custards. Or the gloss. Your joy of the month, and then get yourself an additional shower gel, body butter, or custard, a body custard, or body gloss, a moisturizer. Get that every month. That's going to be a little over $50. You're not going to have to pay for shipping, but you're going to have at least $100 worth of product, and you won't even have to pay for it to be shipped to you. Again, in order to do that, all you have to do is go to soulpurpose.walkthelletterinwellness.com. Any problems, any questions, if you just give me a call, my number's right there, but it's 877-552-7012. Just call. My extension is 1111, or you hit extension 4 for Soul Purpose on Walking and Wellness. You can either extension, they all come to me. Will ring me, I will walk you through it, talk you through it. And also, I will consult with you to make sure that what you're choosing for your auto ship, for your subscription, is best for you, something that works with you. So call me if you have questions. But for this month of April, joy of the month is our essential shampoo. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And believe you me, it will last you a month or more, a month or two twos. I'm telling you, it's just, it's coconut oil-based, Tahitian coconut oil, rich, creamy. You get the shampoo, you get the moisturizer. And hey, sometimes I just use a shampoo. I shampoo my hair. Then after it's cleansed, I put the shampoo on and let that be my conditioner. Or you can use the conditioner. It is just, the product is phenomenal, wonderful. Just use the product. For those that like to, you know, oh, I forget the process is called, but a lot of braiders, it's a way that you put your things on and you leave them in. It's great for that process as well. it's just rich. It feeds your skin. You don't have to, I mean, it feeds your hair, and you don't have to worry about it getting in your skin. You don't, there are no toxins, no parabens, paraben free, and no toxins at all. So if it gets into your skin, you don't have to worry about damage being done to your body system because of the shampoo you're using. And it will cleanse your hair. Coconut is a great cleanser. So it cleanses your hair, moisturizes your hair, and really helps with the frizz. That's the issue we have. So if you try and Tresemme and all that other type of stuff, try our Soul Purpose Essential Shampoo and see how much better it works with your frizz situation. It really helps defrizz the hair. So use that. You will see your frizz cut down so much. And then we also have our massage balm. We all need a massage. And a massage balm is as good to use as a good old moisturizer. It's simply massage balm. So therefore, it's unscented. So for anyone who have issues with scents, so you can shampoo your hair, massage your body, massage yourself, moisturize, do a wonderful hand massage. That's a great exercise, especially if you work in an office and you're typing a lot. Stop during the day and give yourself a hand massage. Cleanse your hands. Come back. Use your Simply Massage Balm. And there are various ways you can do an actual hand massage for yourself. Do that once a day. Do yourself a hand massage. And that will get the circulation going and really help with your carpal tunnel or being on a computer all day. So now we're going to close out with, we have like 3 minutes left. So before we go, I really want to talk to you about our hemp. Heroic Hemp, H-E-M-P, hemp. Right now, go out, get some hemp seeds. And if you want to know where do you find hemp seeds and all, again, go to our Walking in Wellness site or walkinwellness.com and click on self-love, search for hemp. Just, you can just do a search. Search for hemp, and it's going to come up. There, in what we speak about, you want to be able to relax yourself, and hemp seeds are among the foods that really help relax you, and so. That's another reason. It does a lot of other things, but it definitely helps relax you. Hemp and berries. That's one reason why we came up with it for the series. The hemp and berries are among the foods that help you de-stress. If you want to de-stress with berries and with hemp, just to let you know, de-stressing foods, berries, salmon, walnuts, hemp, all foods that help you de-stress. So for your recipe, just a quick recipe, I always get Chobani, or when I go to Whole Foods, I forget the yogurt that I get at the Whole Foods. I don't see it right now. But Chobani is one you find in all the markets. I get the Greek yogurt, and then you can get it with berries and all. But if you definitely can find some fresh berries, blueberries, blackberries are really great. And you sprinkle it with walnuts and hemp seeds. Get your berries, walnuts, hemp seeds, and just take that with some yogurt. Great tasty dessert. You know, you can get your berry. Tastes really good. Add your hemp seeds and walnuts. So healthy for you. So heart healthy. Tastes delicious. Great snack. Filling. Oh, my gosh. It's something quick to do while you're at the job, an in-between snack. Just grab your yogurt, put your hemp seeds and some walnuts, mix it all in, get a berry yogurt or put some fresh berries in it, ba-boom, ba-bang. That's it. That's your recipe. Now, talking about berries and talking about hemp, hemp therapeutic highlights of hemp include, or hemp seeds, they have an excellent 3-to-1 balance of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. And it supports your cardiovascular health, heart. And that 3-to-1 balance is muy importante. Right now, to get an excellent 3-to-1 balance through fish oil seeds, if you, I mean, fish oil supplements, those supplements cost anywhere from $40, $60 a bottle, which generally is a month supply. For the best ones with the highest product efficacy, that's going to give you that 3-to-1 balance that you need of omega-3 to omega-6. Hemp seeds, as you see, you can get them for anywhere $9.99 to $12.99 a bag. That will last you easily if you do a tablespoonful 3 times a day. Sprinkle it on your food. That's the best way to do it, is just to sprinkle it on your food. Don't cook. After your food is done, sprinkle a hemp seed on your food 3 times a day. Excellent for your health. Then also, hemp seed is called the perfect protein. Yes. Now, meats have 8 essential building blocks, amino acid building blocks that the body needs. And that's why when you're transferring over to be vegan and vegetarian, you need to make sure that you're getting these building blocks. And very few plant sources provide these 8 building blocks. But guess what? Hemp seeds, hemp oil, hemp seeds has 9 more than meat. It is the perfect protein. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Hear me. Perfect protein. And it doesn't have a taste, so just sprinkle it on your food and you don't have to be worried about anything. And if for some reason I don't have food or I forgot to sprinkle it during my meal, guess what? I will take a dose, put it in my mouth, drink some water or juice, and swallow them. They're just that good for you. And like I said, the fish oil supplements that are of the same quality and efficacy, they cost $40 to $60. Hemp seeds, y'all, hemp seeds. Okay. Now, this perfect protein contains all 20 amino acids, but 9 of the essential amino acids that it contains, the body cannot produce. That's why you need to get it from an outside source, and that's why a lot of people, that's a debate sometimes about people going vegan or not. But 9 of the essential amino acids your body cannot produce, and it includes those. So you do need a supplement in order to get these building blocks, protein building blocks. And so either you get it a plant-based sources, you have to get it through your food. Your body cannot produce it. And it's also rich in soluble and unsoluble fiber, which naturally cleanses the colon and reduces your sugar cravings. So it's great to reduce sugar cravings and to use hemp seeds if you're dieting, if you're working to lose weight. I like to say dieting, but if one of your goals is to lose weight. Hemp seeds are virtually tasteless, so you just sprinkle them, like I said, a tablespoon on your food 2 to 3 times a day. And then berries. Ladies, berries are a girl's best friend. Yes, because berries, they go through your whole body, and they absorb through your systems. And when you're eating good quality berries a lot, believe you me, you're going to start to taste good. And there's nothing wrong with tasting good. That's why you need to be very mindful of what people are putting in your bodies when you are having sexual interaction with people. Because what they're putting in is coming out, and how is that affecting you? Do you know what your partner is putting in and is coming out their bodily fluids? And how is that impacting you? So get healthy, hooked, and make sure your partner is too. So berries, we're just like some of the wonderful things that berries does. When we talk about berries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, and elderberries, eat them in any form. They're really great for you. They're also, you know, raspberries, acacia berries, goji, golden berries. But blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, and elderberries are all on Dr. Sabi's list. The one berry you do not want to have, and I don't care who says what, no cranberries. No cranberries. No cranberries. So you want to stay away from that. Stay away from the cranberries. But you definitely want to de-stress with berries. So, berries are bright, colorful, and sweet, and it's called the superfruits. Berries are high in antioxidants and polyphenols, P-O-L-Y-P-H-E-N-O-L-S, high in antioxidant and polyphenols, which help fight chronic disease and cancer. The health benefits just keep getting sweeter and sweeter. So, again, what are we looking at for nutrition-wise? We're looking to incorporate berries in our diet. And the berries we're talking about incorporating definitely are blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, and elderberries in any form. What we do not want to include are cranberries. Alrighty, then there are also berries, raspberry, acacia berry, goji berry, golden berry, but no cranberry. We want to make sure that we're including those in our diet. And just some more benefits of berries. We're going to go over a little bit more benefits of berries. And then we're going to close out. So as I stated, you are listening to Soul Purpose Tuesdays. Let's walk in wellness. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. And check us out at walkinwellness.com. That's our blog. And you can get to our Soul Purpose site, which is soulpurpose.walkinwellness.com. You can get to our Facebook site. You can shop.walkinwellness.com and get your Soul Purpose goods on our Facebook store. You can get them on a Soul Purpose store. Our Joy of the Month, our Soul Purpose product. We're always going to focus on the Joy of the Month because we want joy. So our Joy of the Month is Soul Purpose Essential Shampoo Line. Essentials. Essentials. This is just essential. Joy is essential. Hey! Joy is essential. So you get the shampoo, the conditioner, and our Simply Massage Balm. And that is 55 dollars worth of products. You get that for only $50. And then if you just ask me, I just want you to contact me. You can email me. You can call me. You can find me on Facebook any way you want. Just hit me up and I'll tell you how to get it for $35. Okay? I'll tell you how to get it for $35. But right now, our Joy of the Month is on sale in our Facebook store for $40. Go to shop, walk, the letter N, wellness.com, and Joy of the Month is on sale for $40. It does need to be updated for this month, but just purchase it and you will be receiving your shampoo and balm, and it's on sale for $40. So, and you can look them all up to see what the standard retail rates are. So, it is a subscription package, and we know subscriptions are really in now because you can get, you know, every month you're getting something new, you can really experience the full product line, and you always save. So, you know, you just can't beat it. It's 50, you know, for $50. And like I said, what you really want to do is subscribe. You want to get a full monthly subscription. So you get your Joy of the Month for $35, and you can add some more to a $50 subscription so you get free shipping. So you'll get anywhere. Then you really will be getting anywhere from $75 to $100 worth of products, you know, for like $50, $55, and you won't have to pay to have it shipped to you. Can't beat it. So the number, if you want to call, is 877-552-7012. We're going to follow up with a couple more benefits of berries, why you want to do some berries, and blueberries, for one, which are really good. You can find blueberries everywhere. You can find them in your supermarket. You should be able to find them at your farmer's market, you know, organic. And we'll be talking about labels, but since we're I'm telling you go out and buy fruit and produce, what you want to do is make sure organic starts with the number 9. Everything will be labeled now. So you have 3, you have 4, and you have 9. One of them are GMOs. You do not want anything that's GMO. If you can get organic. I know organic is more expensive. I will find out the label number for you, or just research what is the label number for GMOs. Because out of those 3 numbers, 9, 4, and 3, one of them, if it starts with that number, that means it's a GMO, genetically modified. That one you do not want. The other number is for, you know, regularly grown fruit. It's just an opportunity that it could have pesticides. You know, it may be sprayed with pesticides. Not guaranteed, but it could be. Organic is pesticide-free. And so blueberries are fruits of a shrub that belong to the heath family. So they grow in clusters. They range in size from that of a small pea to a marble. They are deep in color, ranging from blue to maroon to purple black, and they feature a white-gray waxy bloom that covers the surface, serving as a protective coat. The skin surrounds a semi-transparent flesh that encases tiny seeds. Those are your blueberries. Now, they always should be a deep in color. If they look really pale, you don't want them. You always want deep in color. And they can range from blue to maroon to purple black. And they say a diet rich in blueberries lowers your blood cholesterol levels naturally. No statins. You do not want to do it. You want to lower your cholesterol levels naturally. And you don't want them too low because your brain needs cholesterol. But you want to use natural things. So it lowers your blood cholesterol levels, and it improves your glucose control and insulin sensitivity, lowering the risk of subsequent heart disease and diabetes. What was that telling you? Yes. So if you have diabetes, even if you have diabetes and you want to eat fruit, blueberries are the better fruit for you as opposed to grapes. Now, that grapes are not a good fruit, but grapes are not, it will raise your insulin level as opposed to blueberries. So if you do have diabetes, make different choices. Still tasty, still tastes good. Just make a different choice. The highest antioxidant capacity of all fresh fruit are blueberries. They're rich in antioxidants like anthocyanin, vitamin C, B complex, which are really important for us women. B complex, vitamin C, vitamin E, A, copper, selenium. Selenium is a supplement that you always are recommended to take for heart and brain health, selenium, your zinc, great, iron, you know we really need that, and it boosts your immune system. So, you know, blueberries, you want to make them a part of your diet. Make them a part of your diet. And the thing about it, do your blueberries, bring them home, rinse them, keep them in a fridge, they're good like that. If you want to put a little whipped cream on them, they're good like that. Throw them in a smoothie, they're good like that. If you want to, I'm not going to recommend ice cream, but hey, if you want to have a treat, we all got to treat ourselves sometimes, throw some blueberries in. So to help thicken it up and maybe less ice cream and a lot of blueberries. Tastes good. Again, put it in your yogurt. Or just eat them plain. It's a great snack to have at work. Those working in the office, you have to go out and buying stuff. Bring snacks, things like blueberry. They're a single snack. You take one, pop it in. Gives you something to do. Especially if you're trying to cut smoking, things to pop in your mouth. Try blueberries instead. They neutralize free radicals. And that's what antioxidants really do. And free radicals really help helps affect disease and by neutral free radicals raise disease. So by neutralizing the free radicals, it helps with fight disease and aging in your body. They and also they just help elevate your mood. Again, they are de-stressors. Blueberries are among your de-stressors. They help reduce in belly fat. Hey, 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 I need blueberries. And so they can help reduce belly fat and your risk factors for cardiovascular disease metabolic syndrome. And, you know, your metabolism is what helps you burn fat. So by eating blueberry, it helps with your metabolism, which will help you burn fat. So they also promote urinary tract health. Hey, hey, women, I was telling you about that. So it helps with E. coli. It helps with urinary, if you have problems with urinary tract infection, you know, like an infection will result in inflammation, which is, of course, is disease, or when people get the burning sensation. Keep eating blueberry. Keeps your urinary tract clean and healthy, and it fights the bacteria and will really help reduce those things if you want it, you know, for urinary tract infections. And they almost happen everybody once or twice during your lifetime. But blueberries will help that not happen. And urinary tract health is for both men and women. So every, you know, we all have urinary tracts, and you want to keep your urinary tract healthy. So again, eat blueberries. And it preserves vision. The extract high in compounds called anthocyanosides, like cayenne, C-A-Y-N, anthocyanosides, has been found in clinical studies to slow down visual loss. So blueberries are good for the eyes and ocular degeneration. So blueberries are good for your eyes. Good for your brain health. Hey. Again, that selenium I told you about. Really good for you in the zinc, potassium. And potassium, a lot of us need. Heart disease. High fiber content. We already talked about that. Constipation and digestion. So the fiber in it, again, helps with constipation, and it helps you digest. Like I said, if you're not digesting it, it's not of value to you. Cancer. Blueberries can prove to be bliss for cancer patients, for they contain certain compounds like P-T-E-R-O-S-T-I-L-B-E-N-E. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, and ellagic acid, in harmony with anthocyanin and other antioxidants like vitamin C and copper. They can do miracles to prevent and cure cancer, or to help prevent and help manage cancer. There have been studies to show a reduction in ovarian and colon cancer by those who eat blueberries. Other benefits and facts about blueberries: they keep you fresh, active, fit, sharp, and close to nature, in a good mood, and are very good antidepressants. Like I said, blueberries and berries do the body good. And this has been our first edition of the fifth season of Soul Purpose Tuesdays. Let's walk in wellness. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. If you're listening, I will recap. We started talking love, and we're going to end with a love statement. We talk, you know, loving God, because God is within you, or the Creator is already with you. All that is all omnipotent, you know, spiritually, that spiritual help with spiritual beings. So we want to feed our spirit first. So love for that, and which feeds directly into self-love, loving yourself. And then we went on to talk with our body system for the month is the heart health. And so we're talking about the heart. You're charged to go out and find an image of the heart so that you can look and study your heart image. And then you're also charged to go out, commit, and report random acts of love. And you report them at walk@nwellness.com. I'm walkinginwellness.com. Just go there and you report random acts of love and commit one while you're at it. And then we went on to talk about to further get healthy hooked on hemp seed, the perfect protein, and the perfect omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, and berries, which have a lot of benefits. But hemp seeds and berries are among foods that distress you and keep you healthy. So we're going to end with our love statement by Miriam Anderson. And as I speak this love statement, we're going to play a little music. We're going to just chill out on some Autobahn here. And, oh, boy, we don't have Autobahn up. Oh, wow. Well, then we will do it over a little polymath. Since we spoke on so many different things, we're going to do it over polymath. We're going to play in the background as we go out on Marian Anderson's quote and we speak on love, loving ourselves, that's self-love. And this has been Soul Purpose Tuesday with Jacqueline Taylor Adams. And we check you out. Be right back here on Master Griot Radio, first Tuesday in May. And again, check us out online. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Again, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens. We ask ourselves, who am I to be good, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about strength so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We are liberated from our own fear. Our own presence automatically liberates others. Marianne Williamson. This is Soul Purpose Tuesday in Wellness.